You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Okay, two things. One is Tim Collins tells me all about getting pitched the ultimate AI porn business and how AI is going to change the porn industry. And just from a business perspective and an AI perspective, I do think it's interesting how every industry is basically going to change. Because then, and actually we started with this, Tim, who I've worked with Tim for a long time, like 20 years or so, but recently I found out he is a writer of horror novels and he's writing a horror graphic novel, but using Midjourney for the graphics part. Now, I've always been fascinated by graphic novels, but I figured I couldn't ever do one because I can't draw or paint or anything. But now you can use AI to make your own graphic novel. So Tim describes that. And then we talk about the AI porn industry. And that's this episode. And then even more fascinating is the next episode, which is more like a mini episode. And I'll describe that one real briefly. But we come up with the ultimate business model. Don't steal it. Or you can steal it if you want. But it's fascinating. But first, stay tuned for this one, how AI is changing every industry, particularly the porn industry, and how you can make your own graphic novel.
This isn't your average business podcast, and he's not your average host. This is the James Altucher Show.
When's your next horror novel coming out? Tim's the crypto guy who writes horror novels.
I'm actually in the middle of a horror graphic novel. So I'm using, so it's already written, the story's written, but I'm using the AI art interface to create the graphic portion of it. And it's actually coming along really, really well. It's taking me a little while to get used to it.
Are you using Midjourney?
I am using Midjourney, and now that you can use the scene reference and character reference, you can create a very consistent tone throughout the novel in terms of the look, the feel, the same thing with the characters, their faces. Obviously, you can change about their clothing and their poses, but you can give them different facial expressions and move it along. So it took me like a week just to develop the core characters and test, and I've gone through chapter one and all the backstory. And very, very happy with how it's come out. It'll likely take me at least 6 months minimum, up to a year to put this together in terms of the art side of it. But I have the story side of it. I think it's a unique story. So we'll see. Of course, I think all my stuff's unique, but that's not.
That's cool. I can't wait to read it. You'll have to come on when that comes out.
Yeah, give me a little bit more time on that one.
Excellent. Well, and I didn't know Midjourney could keep track of context. Is that a new feature?
Yeah, so it's a newer feature, and what you're doing is you're creating. In some cases, you can use original art, or it works a little bit better if it's a Midjourney created character, and then you're using the link to that character as a reference in future prompts. So let's say in this case, the story revolves around a teddy bear, the teddy bear that was owned by the devil, that the devil lost on Earth. And if a human holds a teddy bear and then gets injured, their injury transfers to the teddy bear, essentially almost making them immortal. But then the teddy bear, say you got cut with a knife on your arm, you'll immediately be healed. And the teddy bear then shows the cut. And then the old guy that finds it goes and stitches up the teddy bear. So hence the name of the story is called Trading Stitches, because you're trading your stitches to the teddy bear. And so I created this old man created a demon carrying this teddy bear, and then isolated the teddy bear and made that its own image. And then I copy the link to that image into future prompts that have the teddy bear in it. And so it keeps a consistent teddy bear frame on it. And then you can adjust things. And so that's kind of how you have to do things, is you create the characters and then you're referencing back to those characters just through a hyperlink.
So whereas previously it would take like a year to draw out a graphic novel, now you could potentially do it in a week or two.
Yeah, it depends on how long you're looking, and it depends on how good you are with prompts and how consistent you are and how well you know your story. But I mean, you could theoretically, I think a 2 months time frame, put together an average size graphic novel. If you want to do anything like you see in the anime or manga, it's going to take longer. Those are much longer stories. Now, the one challenge with Midjourney is I write horror and I write supernatural horror. Midjourney's not a big fan of violence and blood. So sometimes I get flagged a lot. I think they're worried about me. So sometimes I have to add into the prompt something about this is for a novel or in the story and things along those lines. But even that, my stuff will get hidden. And so if I don't save it down right away, it won't save it and it gets removed. And so then it's harder to go back and reference it because you lose it, because you'll accidentally dismiss the message. So those are little side notes. But
eventually competition will solve that problem. So
yeah, it will. And
there'll be Midjourneys just for horror and Midjourneys just for porn and on and on.
Yeah, look, there are some places that you can go. And if, you know, there's some places.
Why isn't there an AI OnlyFans yet? Like, you don't need like humans.
So I have actually listened to that pitch of a company that is really, really close on releasing that. It's there. When I say it's out there, it's already out there. It's just whether, at least the one I saw was very, very close on funding. And I will tell you that I had to be open with my wife. I'm like, okay, I don't have bad images. I'm not looking at porn on my computer, but I got this pitch deck and they sent images with it. So I need you to come look at the pitch deck with me during the first time, so you know I'm not hiding anything from you. And we went through it. After page three, she was like, uh-uh, nope, you're not working with them. Nope, she looks better than me. Nope, nope, nope.
Well, I mean, with Sora, right, making videos, yep, and those videos are starting to look pretty good, eventually somebody will have a better version of that for just...
So what the porn industry, what they're doing, or what the OnlyFans type of company is doing, is they're basically paying very attractive men and women to come in and get profiled, their pictures, all their measurements and everything. And then they're using those real live models as a base to create the AIs. And sometimes they're blending two different models together. Sometimes they're just shifting the size of a certain model, the shape of a certain model, a facial feature, and tweaking that. And they're creating the AI based off of real life individuals.
But how are they, that's good for photos, but are they?
Oh, no. It's like it's interaction as well, because they'll record them talking, moving, and then they're able to use that kind of like an Asura type of model. It's coming sooner than we probably need it as a society to happen. I ultimately passed on it
because they're never going to sell that company. It's just we've actually spoken about this. It's just the dividends you're going for on that.
Yep. And it's, I don't have any interest in that. Plus, you know, I have two young daughters. I'm kind of like, yeah, it's probably not good. If Dad, what are we invested in? You know, I dropped dead of a heart attack, and it's like, here you go, honey, you just inherited AI porn. Enjoy.
Well, according to Dave Asprey, I probably have no testosterone left, so I've got no use for this.
Yes, exactly. Look, I'm on the wrong side of 50. I'm just happy to be able to. I'm happy when I wake up in the morning. Like, hey, I'm still alive. This is good.
Exactly.
Started the day right.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you so much once again. Great episode. Maybe we'll make this into more than one episode. There's a lot of topics we covered.
Yeah, Jay, feel free to cut out the porn part, you know.
No, that's being included. People have to know the future is here.
I was going to say, it's going to be the most popular portion. And remember, tweet us, get us those applications, and let's find the lucky eight that are out there.
We almost forgot about our $1 trillion company when we were talking about AI porn.
Well, that's going to get to $1 trillion a lot faster than we will. So
Maybe we'll see.
That's going to take like 1 year to get to a $1 trillion industry. It's not going to take any time at all. All right. I appreciate it, James. As always, look forward to the next time.
Excellent. All right. Thanks a lot, Tim. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.